Joining me now is Jim Heaney, editor of Investigative Post. And Jim, Governor Cuomo came to Buffalo Monday as part of his tour, if you will, his State of the State tour. He customized his message for Western New York by introducing what was known as Buffalo Billion Squared, taking the previous investments and, as he says, they will do be enhanced exponentially.
Well, you know, to me, the governor's announcement raised a lot of questions, actually, more than providing answers. You know, I think the most obvious question, and it's one I've had involving the original Buffalo Billion, how much of this $500 million that he's proposing for Phase 2 is actually new money, as opposed to money that's coming in the area anyways under existing programs or under formula reimbursements? You know, a fair amount of the original Buffalo Billion would have come here anyways. It's hard because of the lack of detail to know exactly what's the case for the second round, but it looks like a lot of it is coming anyways. This is more packaging than it is anything else. There's a couple of other questions, though. The original Buffalo Billion was focused on economic development and job creation. And there are so many projects on the governor's list accompanying the $500 million that have little or nothing to do with economic development. And it raises the question, is Phase 2 about economic development, or is it about something else? And then the third thing is, how much of this $500 million would actually complete projects as opposed to just provide seed money? Because there's a lot of projects on there that would chew up tens of millions, hundreds of millions, in the case of Metro Rail, well more than a $500 million. So what exactly is this money going toward?
And that was one of the projects that the governor announced that got loud cheers on Monday afternoon at UB's North Campus. For those who remember the Metro Rail back in the 1980s, it was one that many suburbanites simply didn't want. The elected officials we spoke to say that Amherst is going to they'll be more willing to buy in this time. Do you believe that?
Well, that's a political question. To me, it's more a matter of, does Metro Rail make sense for this community? Now, back in the day, I covered transportation for the Orlando Sentinel this is back in the 80s, when they were considering a rail transit line down there. And I kind of got schooled on the issue. And, you know, heavy rail or light rail works in congested cities that have a lot of density. Buffalo doesn't have the density or the congestion that justify the economic investment in rail transit. It were a bad fit. There would be major capital costs involved, and there would be ongoing subsidies involved. And I'd like to see the cost-benefit analysis that shows that this is a good investment. The second concern I've got with that is the NFTA's finances are already stressed. The people who really rely on public transit, the poor and the working poor, are seeing their service that they rely on cut back. And adding Metro Rail for the benefit of middle income and students it could result in service cuts for the people who need it the most. So I've got some real concerns about that.
Now, the governor has called the Buffalo Billion a huge success. That's how he opened up his remarks for his local State of the State address. Do you agree that it's been a success?
It's been a success to the extent where it's had kind of a positive psychological impact on the community. And that's not to be dismissed. At least it was a psychological plus until the scandal came around. And I think that's kind of put a tarnish on it. But in terms of has it succeeded in revitalizing the economy, it's way, way too early to make that determination. Most of the big projects that were job creators have yet to open their doors. The hiring hasn't happened. So the uptick we have seen in hiring is due to other factors. And in terms of the increased jobs picture here, it's really important to keep in mind, and it's something the politicians really don't want to talk about, but while employment has increased here, it's increased at about half the national average and substantially less than what it's been downstate. So when people talk about Buffalo having this economic renaissance, we continue, when it comes to job creation, to lag behind most of the rest of the country.
there's questions not just here in Western New York, but everywhere else that Governor Cuomo is presenting some new ideas. And the question, of course, is, you know, how do you pay for it? The Tappan Zee Bridge. Now he's got the Trump factor coming in. President-elect Trump will be coming in. And even some of Cuomo's own people are telling him, you might want to reel it in a little bit.
Well, that's something else that struck me in his announcement. At a time when the state faces the prospect of losing billions of dollars of federal aid because of Trump policies that he's talking about implementing, this coming year may be the time where the state has to cut and otherwise tighten its belt. And yet we've got him going around talking about a lot of spending initiatives, which, you know, are good politics if you're running for president, which, the New York Times had a piece this week about all the signs of him, engaging in a type of politicking that would point toward a candidacy. But if you're looking at the prospect of a budget deficit, things like Buffalo Billion Square simply aren't going to happen unless there's some major cuts someplace else.
Of course, you mentioned it just a moment ago that the Buffalo Billion was the feel-good story for Western New York. Then the corruption scandal hit, and Preet Bharara does not seem to be finished just yet. Should there be concerns about the tone that the governor is setting? It almost seems like he's I've heard the phrase used elsewhere, doubling down.
Well, I think he's clearly going on the offensive. When he was here last fall, after the criminal charges were filed against some of his top people and some of his largest campaign donors, he immediately came out and said, Howard Zemsky is going to come up with the Buffalo Billion, too. And I think it was his way to trying to change the conversation and put it back on a positive tone. I suppose that's understandable, but at the same time, it raises the fact that this approach he's had to big ticket items developed by state nonprofit agencies with very little transparency, until he has cleaned up those problems, taken the steps administratively to ensure, and he's proposed some half steps, nothing really put in place yet. But, there are serious questions about how effective the governor's economic development policies are, not just Buffalo Billion, but in a lot of ways, and a lot of questions about whether or not this is the way to get upstate back on its feet.
Also much talked about and much cheered at the delivery of a state of the state was the plan for tuition-free public college education, for what the governor says would be 85% of families would be eligible for that.
Well, again, it may be good to echo a Bernie Sanders proposal if you're running for president. It certainly has some appeal, but the big question is, how do you pay for it? I believe the Buffalo News had a good piece over the weekend looking at the downside of that, and I'm not quite sure that proposal has been completely thought through when it comes to finances or its impact not only on SUNY but on the many private colleges and universities around the state.
Did you sense Governor Cuomo, the early presidential candidate, in how he was delivering his message?
I think really since the election, I think there's – maybe I'm just reading too much between the lines, and that's possible – but again, he is walking and talking like a guy who's got his eye on the next office. And if you're the governor of New York, the next office is it's not mayor of Buffalo or mayor of New York City. It's federal.
That's Jim Heaney, the editor of Investigative Post. And you can see it at investigativepost.org. Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Nice to join you.